Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Welcome to the Marriage and More podcast with your hosts, Sterling and Soretta Smith, where they talk about love, life, marriage, and a whole lot more.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Marriage and More with your host,
Sterling
and Soretta Smith, where we talk about love, life, marriage,
and a whole lot more.
And boy, a whole lot more has been going on. I am so excited to be back on the air with my boo, my bud, and my bae. We were in different states, and I had to go solo, and then we left our charger in a different state and didn't have access to our equipment, and we didn't do a show. And so I'm glad to be back with you, Sterling.
Yes, yes, I'm glad to be back with you too. Through it all, the love is there, and the bond is even better now.
Yeah, yeah. I miss doing the show. It's not the same. You know, I can do a show and talk about stuff, but it's just not the same without you, because it is Marriage and More with Sterling and Soretta.
Yeah, it's weird. Like when she goes away and I'm here at the house, I find myself looking around the house, seeing where my wife at. Where's my wife at? Even though I know she's gone and I know exactly where she's at, the house is just too quiet. Even though when we are home, she might be in her little AO and I might be in my little AO. It's just the fact that knowing she's there and I can call on her and I can sneak in and mess with her and do little crazy stuff. I miss those times when she's out on her job taking care of business. It's just weird. It's one of those. She's my other half, my better half.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Glad to know that, you know, when I'm gone, you miss my presence. But I'm just glad to be, again, back on the air with you here doing the show. Again, I was in New Orleans. You know, the food down there is good. Ate some good food. Got some good training. You know, met some great people. And then we were off to D.C. To celebrate our grandbaby's first birthday.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, she's growing.
And, yeah.
And developing that personality.
Yes, she has such a big personality. She is a mess. And so, yeah, it was fun. We got to go to D.C., celebrate her birthday. Of course, she walked like a few days after she turned one, and she's cutting the first tooth. And so, yeah, it's exciting being a grandparent. And boy, she got lots of gifts, and she had a really good time at her birthday party. And she crashed. And when she did, she crashed. I mean, she was knocked out. So we're back here in Georgia. And so what's been going on? Anything good going on in the news and the sports world that we want to chat about?
Well, the Kevin Durant saga sort of came to an end. And he's decided to stay with the New Jersey.
Well, we knew he was going to do that anyway.
I mean, but he was putting a lot of
in-waters
if he wanted
to be
traded.
He's such a drama king. Oh, Kevin Durant. Katie is such a drama king. Yeah. Well, I'm glad it all worked. What about Kyrie? Is Kyrie staying or is he leaving?
He's staying too.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, everybody can't be LeBron. I know Katie thought and Kyrie thought they could come together and win a ring. But clearly they see that, you know, without LeBron, you know, Kyrie can't do it. And without Steph, KD can't do it. So that's their legacy as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, they're in.
Because Steph did it without KD and LeBron did it without Kyrie.
Yes.
So
those two have to get together and pull it off.
They got to figure it out. Well,
and then we've reached my favorite time of the year.
Oh, God, football season.
The NFL is back.
But I was reading something. They said something about they need to get rid of Tom Brady, or they were talking about they don't need Brady in Tampa or something like that.
Tom Brady needs to get his priorities straight. Either he's going to play football or he's going to do something else, or if he wants to leave the Bucs. He's like, to me, it seems like he's holding the team hostage.
Okay.
And I'm like, he's our quarterback, so I got to like him. But I'm really not a Brady fan. But since he's on the Buccaneers, I have to like Tom Brady because he's a winner.
Well, I'm not a big football enthusiast, but, you know, because you enjoy it. So I kind of, you know, make it a priority during football season. You know, we catch a few games. So, all right. Well, look, enough about all that. We've caught up. We've talked about, you know, some current events and stuff like that. And we like to do that. But I think we've got a really good show today. But before we get started, you know, we always like to give our disclaimer. We are not licensed practicing therapists or clinicians.
Nope.
We have just been together 30 plus years, married 28 of those. And we want to share with couples and people that are maybe dating or thinking about getting married. Our life experiences as it relates to being married, some of the things that we've learned, some things that helped us along the way, because we believe that they can help you. And yes. So, yeah.
Hopefully and we've given somebody some tidbits of information that can help them have a healthy relationship with their significant other.
And so I'm working with an organization now. We're doing a lot of like voter information, voter awareness and stuff like that. And so one of the guys that works with us, you know, he brought up the question about in marriage, opposite sex friendships in marriage. And he was asking, you know, what I thought about it and then giving some different scenarios. And so I came home and I was talking to you about it. And I thought, you know what, this would be a really great show.
Very, very good, interesting topic.
Because clearly people are struggling in this area, in marriage and in relationships. And I thought it would be something good for us to talk about. And so, you know, is it wrong for a married person to have a friend of the opposite sex? And so we hope that after hearing this show, you know, you're going to be able to answer that question, you and your spouse, and make the best decision for your relationship. And so I want to read a story. All right. I want to read this story. And so this is a true life story. And this is someone that wrote in with this question. And it says, while my spouse was away on a week-long missions trip, I enlisted a male friend from work to come over and help me care for our 18-month-old daughter. Well, Lord Jesus, I could just stop right there because I already see this is a train wreck waiting to happen. But anyway, let me finish the story. So she goes on to say that in the process, we ended up watching movies together.
No.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Or working on office-related projects after my daughter went to bed. When my husband came home, he was very unhappy about this. And rightfully so. I'm just going to add my 2 cents worth in there. And expressed fear that I might be involved in an affair.
In too deep.
And we're going to talk about sexual, physical contact, an affair of that matter, but also emotional connections that are affairs as well. Okay. He seems to think it's impossible for two adults of the opposite sex to have a non-sexual relationship. He's even asked that I never spend time with this coworker again. I'm cooperating with his request, but I can't help feeling resentful of his unfounded suspicions. And she wants to know, what do you think? Well, first of all, lady, let me tell you something. You done lost your mind. I'm just going to tell it like it THIS is. You are a married woman. Your husband is out of town. You have no business inviting a coworker. Where's your family?
Yes.
Yeah. Where's your family? Where are your girlfriends at? You want me to believe, okay, say you live out of town, you don't have any family in town. Did you not have any female coworker friends? Do you not have any girlfriends? Come on, somebody. Help me, Sterling.
Just listening to the story, what do you need another man coming over to your house to help you watch your child?
Your 18-month-old daughter.
You should be inviting another man.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Your daughter.
So, mistake number one. You should have invited, if you needed help, and not because, 18-month-old, you're working full-time. Okay, I validate that. But you should have invited a female co-worker or a female, a girlfriend, or if you live in the city with relatives, a relative over to help you. Or if you have a babysitter that you use on a frequent basis, the babysitter, the baby come over to let you catch a nap or clean up or do whatever it is you need to do. All right.
Anything other than inviting him over to come over to your house.
Especially if you hadn't talked to your husband about it. Now, if this male coworker, you built this relationship and established this relationship where your husband knows this person and he's comfortable with this person coming over, while you get a nap or you run errands or whatever, that's different. But it doesn't sound to me like the husband knew anything about the male coworker coming until after the fact. Right. All right. Then, if he was supposed to come over to help you care for your 18-month-old daughter, then how y'all end up watching movies together? Listen, I'm sorry. It's something else going on here.
It sounds like it's
something else going on here.
Because she mysteriously threw in there, they started doing work stuff.
Yeah, right. Okay. Bye, Felicia. Girl, bye. You wasn't doing no work stuff. Y'all gonna make me come out of character. You wasn't doing no work stuff. I'm sorry. Work-related projects after your daughter went to bed.
Sleep.
Come on now. You confusing that child, all right? So, she said when her husband got home, he was very unhappy. Just Sterling, how would you have felt?
I'd have been 38 hot.
Okay.
Because it doesn't make sense. First of all, I do not know said each character. And why are you inviting him over after I'm gone?
And around your child.
And around my child. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
And somehow you wound up watching movies.
Child, please, as they would say in the old days.
Sounds agenda driven to me.
Hey. And so he was upset and he expressed fear that she might be involved in an affair. Now, she says, he asked her not to spend time with this coworker again. And I understand that request. Some might say, oh, well, that's controlling. He can't tell her who to be friends with. Da da da. Well, you know what? When you get married, there are just certain boundaries.
Certain
boundaries you don't cross and certain things that you don't do. And in this story, I believe she crossed the boundary. And she lost some. Now you have some trust issues.
Yes.
And once trust is lost, it's hard to get that trust back. And what she fails to realize is that she's got to do whatever it's going to take, in my opinion, to reassure her husband and to gain his trust back. Because to me, she has an emotional attachment to this male coworker. And this is head in the wrong way.
I think they both have an attachment to each other. The gentleman too, because he should have known. I shouldn't be coming over to your house and your husband's gone. I shouldn't even be thinking about coming over.
Yeah. So, inviting a male coworker over to your home while your husband is out of town. Ladies, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
And gentlemen, same
thing. Let's flip the script.
If you're in this situation, don't do it either. You just set yourself up for failure.
Equal opportunity right here. And men, if your wife is out of town, don't invite your female coworker over to your house, okay? Because it is a clear violation of appropriate boundaries.
And appropriate behavior.
There's lots of married people that have healthy, non-romantic friendships with individuals of the opposite sex. Like you at work, your supervisor, I won't call her name, but you know what? To me, she's like a big sister to you, right? And you know, she'll say, "Oh, Sterling," or you know, if we run into her somewhere, and I'm and
a
no way,
sister, I'm older. Than
well,
her.
Yeah, you're older than her, but she's but my point is that like I know that like you got she's a friend, right? She's the opposite sex. She's a friend. There's nothing sexual or attraction there. You know, you she's generally like a sister brother relationship, right? And so I understand that there are people that enjoy healthy, non-romantic friendships. You know, Dwight, you know Dwight.
Yes.
We laugh, we clown. I mean, you know, these are people that you know that are like brothers, like family. But the Bible talks about this. There's a scripture in the Bible, and it tells men that that are in relationships with women that are not their wives, that they are to look at those women the same way and treat those women the same way they would treat their sister or their mothers.
Yes.
That's in the Bible.
It makes sense.
So yes. You wouldn't lust after your sister.
That's true.
Well, you're not supposed to. That's called incest. And you wouldn't lust after your mother. You're not supposed to. That's called incest, right? But for all intents and purposes, the Bible is clear and gives men directions on how to stay out of these types of situations and vice versa. If you're a woman, you should look upon someone that's not your husband the same way you would your brother or your father, right?
Yes, it all makes good plain sense because you would know not to take it to that level with someone that you're looking at as a brother or a father or mother or sister figure.
Right, yeah. And so it's crucial that we handle these relationships wisely, though. It's okay to have, non-romantic friendships with the opposite sex, but you have to handle these relationships wisely. And you have to keep your eyes wide open for any hidden pitfalls because you could be looking at this person like, that's my little sister, that's my big sister, or, you know, that's like a mom, or but that person may have other motives.
And an agenda.
An agenda, right. And so even when you end these relationships, you got to keep your eyes wide open for any hidden pitfalls, because if you want to preserve the health of your marriage, then you got to place protective boundaries on these relationships.
Yes. And you should know the boundaries.
Yeah. And they should know what the boundaries.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Both parties should know the boundaries.
And so when I was talking to the young man, you know, and he was saying, you know, that's what I was telling him, you know, he was saying that his lady friend, you know, wasn't feeling the female friends, you know, that he has. And I was like, well, you know, you have to, if they're really your friends, if they're really, if you really have this non-romantic relationship that's brother-sister-like, and they're truly concerned about your happiness, and you're now married or in a relationship, they're not going to want to do anything to jeopardize your happiness and your current relationship. But if they're pressing you like, oh, now you're married and, you know, oh, you don't have time for me anymore. Well, no.
I don't
because I'm married.
I'm married.
I'm living a different lifestyle,
yes.
Right? And so, but there are moments where we can bring everybody together, right? But again, there's boundaries and there are appropriate places and times for that to happen. All right.
Yes, it is.
And so I think that a lot of times we're in denial. People can be in denial because, oh, it's just a friend. There's nothing going on. But the truth is that it's easier than people may think to cross the line from a platonic friendship into a seemingly harmless romance. And so the danger of this happening is really high when you and the person in question have a lot in common.
Yes.
You know, if you have a lot of shared interests, compatibility of temperament, it can lead you to thoughts like, well, this person, you understand me better than my husband does. Or you understand me better than my wife does.
Yes.
Okay.
It can happen.
Pitfalls,
even if one of the individuals seem to have a lot of energy. Some people are drawn to people because of that energy that they have.
Yeah.
You say, man, you're just so full of life. That energy, you just, and it spills onto you. And next thing you know, it's like, oh,
yeah.
the energy just pulls them in.
It's time to do my warning, Will Robinson. Warning, yeah. warning. So, you know, when you start making those types of statements like, man, this person understands me better than my husband does. This person understands me better than my wife does. Oh, man, you get me.
You think like me.
You are already treading on treacherous ground. Do you hear me? If you are someone and you currently have a friend of the opposite sex and you're married and you're making those kinds of statements, they understand me better. I can relate to you. You relate to me better than my husband does. You relate to me. Listen, you are treading on a treacherous ground.
That he or she has become your crutch. You need to stir the other direction. You need to find another crutch because that's not the right one. Because you're about to cripple your relationship with your wife or your husband.
Yeah. And so in this scenario, you know, it sounds like the lady in the story, like she really thinks that the visits with her coworker, it was innocent right?
Behavior,
and you
behavior.
Know what? I don't know. I can sit here and tell you, like, from my experiences with male coworkers who were up to no good. For me, it's not something that I would have done or that I would do, right? But let's say, hey, she thinks it was innocent. She thinks that's what she really believes, okay? Then, but what she has to understand is that her husband was wounded by the actions.
Yes, he had the right to be wounded. Just looking from the outside looking in, the average person's like, hey, what is, her husband just went out of town. What is old dude coming over and staying late?
You know how the neighbors are.
Neighbors see everything.
So you know, she has to understand that her actions wounded her husband. Did he overreact by accusing of having an affair? Maybe he did, you know. But she got to put herself in her husband's shoes. She had gone on a mission trip, returned home, and found out that he had invited a female coworker over to watch movies, how would she have felt? Come on, ladies. How would you have felt? And I think a lot of times we do things, and to us, because we're women, we may think as well, it's innocent, it's nothing to it. And genuinely, maybe it's not, but now the two have become one. You're no longer just you. You're not just the two have become one. So you have to ask yourself, if my husband did this, how would I feel?
Yes. And what is said member status? What is your conversation about when you're together? Because it doesn't look right. It's going the wrong route.
And what if the husband had invited over the coworker? She was very, very attractive. You know, would it reassure you to be told that, oh, and she's just a friend. You know, she's just a friend. And so, you know, we're Christians and we're believers. And so I want to talk about some scripture, because the Bible gives us clear guidelines about our behavior with persons of the opposite sex, as I was talking about earlier. In Ephesians 5 and 6, it warns us to avoid even a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity. A hint. Because all it takes is a hint. And before you know it, you be done went to the motel.
And in this situation, the hint was watching movies.
Yeah.
That was the hint right there.
To
get up out of there.
Yeah. 2 Peter 3:11 commands us to live holy and godly lives. And so even though her intentions in this situation may have been pure, you know, she has to think about how it might appear to other coworkers. Yes. If other coworkers learned about it, that old boy was at her house helping her take care of her kid while her husband was out of town, and that they watched movies.
The gossip.
You know?
Gossip starts.
Right. So it's clear, you know, if your marriage is important to you, then, you know, you have to acknowledge that you made a mistake by inviting this coworker over. And then she's got to reassure her husband of her love for him, you know. And if she does this and he's not able to let it go, then maybe he has some deeper issues that they need to work through.
In the story, did she ever apologize or acknowledge?
She didn't say.
Wow.
She didn't say, you know, she just said that she was feeling resentful because her husband didn't want her to have any interaction with the coworker, and she was obliging him, but she was resentful.
She didn't acknowledge that she was wrong for the situation.
Well, in the story, you know, she doesn't really go into that, you know, in the story, in the scenario. She just says that he asked her not to have any more communication or interaction with this coworker, you know, outside of work. And she was doing it, but she was resentful about it.
Man.
Yeah.
That means she has that.
There's some feelings.
She might want to do it just to make him mad.
Well, there's some feelings.
Just to see if.
You know, and that's what I was saying about, you know, people don't realize how easy it is to cross that platonic relationship.
People like to toe the line. They'll put their toes all the way over the line and they'll bounce back and forth. And she's playing a dangerous game.
Yeah. So, you know, this was, you know, back again, you know, we understand that people do have platonic relationships with the opposite sex when you're married, but you have to establish the boundaries.
Yes.
Everybody needs to be clear what those boundaries are. You know, you're not coming to my house when my husband is not home. You're not coming to my house when my wife is not home. You know, we're not watching movies together. We're not going out having dinner. I mean, all of these things, you know, you have to establish boundaries. And you as a husband and wife need to establish, like, what are the boundaries that you are comfortable with?
Yes.
Right? And then that friend of the opposite sex need to understand what the boundaries are.
Because if I don't know this male friend and you don't know the female friend, oh no.
Right.
No. It's meeting at all to be doing anything,
right,
i.e. whether it's work or not, until both parties know both parties.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds good. Well, you know, hey, I'm interested. I hope we get some feedback. I hope we get some emails, some texts, some calls. Because I want to hear from people, and just like I said, it's important to have those boundaries, stick to those boundaries, and don't allow anybody to come in and, you know, pressure, because that's what the guy was saying. Well, my female friends are upset with me now, but you're in a relationship.
This is the guy that
you're in a relationship now, you know. You're engaged. You're about to be married. And so.
Oh, Smith, why is he worried about his female
friend? Hey.
He needs to be focused on what his wife or whoever his significant other is. He can be focused on their needs, not his buddy needs. Because if they were true friends, they would know to back off and not tread that water or walk that route. Because it's just craziness that's going to lead up from that.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the other things that came up, he was like, well, you know, when you were married, before you got married, you had friends, and not just friends of the opposite sex, but you had girlfriends. And, you know, did any of your girlfriends feel like once you got married that, you know, you just disowned them? And like I told him, you know, before I got married, you know, I was a party girl. Me and my girlfriends hung out in the club. You know, we drank together. We did what young women do. And when I got married and started having kids, you know, the path of my life changed. You know, I couldn't do that. I didn't, for number one, I didn't have a desire to do that anymore. I didn't have a desire to go hang out in the club. I didn't have a desire to drink and party. I didn't have a desire. And so my friends that were really my friends, you know, they understood that my life was going in a different direction. Yeah, we can meet and go have dinner. We can go shopping. You know, we can talk on the phone. It doesn't mean that you just cut people off and disown people. But if people don't understand that my life is going in a different direction, I have a responsibility now, I'm married now, with that, there's kind of some changes in my life, then you may have to let them move on and go their separate way.
Your friends know that they have to change with your new, I call it your new hangout pattern, or your new coming together pattern, with things that are presentable, instead of trying to pull you out into that wildlife anymore. They should know that, hey, we got to come to something that's more presentable, that's accepting, as that they know that you're now married. Because they know that you're now married, and they got to realize that, hey, all that stuff that we did before was just what it was. That's in the past. We got to let that go. You got to do something more respectable.
And if they're really your friends and they really care about you and they really want to see you succeed,
they're going to think the things that you can do together.
Right.
That are respectable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They'll shift.
Even guys. Guys do it too. I mean, instead of like doing all the little runaround and craziness that men do, they'll start thinking of things like, hey, man, we could go just chill and watch sports on TV. Stuff like that.
Right.
Things
yeah.
that men do that are respectable.
Yeah. People that are really for you. People that are really want to see you succeed, that really have your back. I mean, they'll make adjustments.
Yes, that's it, adjustments.
Yeah, but people that's like still want you hanging out in the streets and, you know, wilding out and doing all the stuff that you did, you know, before you were married, when you were single, I don't think they really have your best interests. They may even be jealous and envious because of, you know, the new life that you have. And so just be mindful, just be careful. And any closing remarks on having friends of the opposite sex?
Men, like I said, if your significant other, your spouse does not know them, that is a pitfall waiting to happen. And it is a bottomless hole that you're going to fall in. There's a no-win situation in that. Just stay away from it.
All right. Likewise, ladies. Your husband comes first. He's your best friend. He should be your best friend. You shouldn't have to call and talk to another man. If you're having to call and talk to another man and share with another man, there's something going on. You probably need to get some counseling from a professional, a therapist, a licensed therapist, or, you know, get with your pastor. But you know, the two, you have become one flesh, and there shouldn't be anybody outside of the marriage that's more important to you than your spouse, that you're leaning on, that you're depending on, that provides you with, you know, comfort and security. If that's going on, then yeah, there's something else going on, and you need to get some therapy and some counseling if you really want to be married and save your marriage.
Yes,
all right.
Because that person is putting in their thought process. They're not thinking about your best interest. They're thinking about their best interest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, listen, we hope you enjoyed the show today. Again, it's great to be back on the air with my boo, my bud, and my bae. And I thought this was a great show, great topic. Hit us up with some emails, or you can call in and leave some comments. And as always, when we end our show, we like to end it with our marriage mantra. Stay tuned after the show to get some information on how you can follow us on social media. Don't forget to download the Bashani Radio app so you can listen to us anywhere,
yes,
any
yes.
day, anytime. Or you can log into BashaniRadio.com. And Bashani now, you can scan a QR code and listen to us anywhere, anytime. And our marriage mantra goes a little something like this. The more you put in your marriage,
the more you will get out of your marriage.
All right. Be watchful for them friends now. Have a great day.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Marriage and More podcast with Sterling and Soretta Smith. Follow Sterling and Soretta on Instagram and Facebook at Marriage and More with Sterling and Soretta.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.